Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello, welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week, we are talking about a subject that I quite like, actually. It's about our attitude to work. And it's probably because something that I like, because I feel like this is where God has spoken to me about this. And I shared the story about how a number of years ago, I was working in an office and I was quite enthusiastic starting off as a young woman working, and over time I noticed that other people around me in the office were not so enthusiastic about their work and didn't really give a lot of care to what they were doing. And I found over time that I became like that too, until one day I decided that, well, I didn't have a lot to do, so I'd read a book while I just sat in my desk. And because we had these little cubicles in our office, no one would have noticed that I was reading and not doing any work. And that's when I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Hey, Em, this is not who I've called you to be. You know, this is not how you should work. You should be working for me, for God." And so what came to mind was the scripture that I've heard before, which is in Colossians 3:23, that says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." And so I put my book down and I kept working because I thought, okay, God, you have spoken. And so I really just, I suppose, I'm enthusiastic about having our attitude for work being one where we are working for God. And it's hard to do, particularly when you're in a job maybe that you don't love that much.
Yeah, but it happened to me actually only a few weeks ago where I'm in a job that I'm learning and I'm developing, but because of my career in the past and I guess my maturity as a person, because as we get older, hopefully we do mature and learn things, I was getting frustrated because the managers were doing some things that weren't beneficial, I felt, for the rest of the staff. I'm very much one who tries to encourage people to work harder, where I felt they were putting everyone down and discouraging people in that they weren't doing enough work or as good a work as they could be. And it was frustrating me, and I would go home every night feeling not necessarily frustrated for myself, but just frustrated for the whole situation. And in that frustration, starting in a way to feel negative towards the managers. And then the Holy Spirit came and did what he does and said, "Rosemary, what are you doing? You're working for me." And then that scripture came to mind and I thought, oh, let me think of it a different way. The managers are trying to do their best, but that's the way that they think will encourage people, even though I felt it wasn't. But not to say take the frustration to a negative way, but take the frustration to, well, when we have our team meetings, they're often, they do say, or they often do suggest some things, and not putting anybody down, but maybe suggesting some ways, going and walking around, and now I do that, encouraging the staff that are there, saying, "You're doing a great job," trying to counter the negative aspect, because I can't necessarily change my manager, but I can change the atmosphere of what is happening with the rest of the staff by being positive, by affirming them, not using the manager's name or anything to do with that, but affirming them for what work they're doing. And I actually started coming home feeling more positive in myself.
Uplifted.
Very much, yes.
Because with this scripture, like often when we think of work, and we can talk about paid work that we do, and then so many of us do
volunteer work,
unpaid work, but
homework.
I was going to say homework. That's what I mean, like
work at home.
Tasks at home, yes. That we have to do. Like this scripture is not just talking about our 9-to-5 type of job, but I often have thought of work, if we want to think of the paid work side of things, as, okay, work, get money so I can go on holidays, like this very much, you know, so I can not be there. yeah, but this is St. Paul's really talking about, no, it's a totally different perspective and attitude applying to your work. Yes. Now, obviously a bonus is you might be able to go on a holiday somewhere. But if you take that then to your unpaid work and the work that you have to do around home, there really is... God wants us to put everything into what we're doing, essentially.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I shared really with the heartbeat was that we need to remember that work is an act of worship. So that as we're doing our work, when we're using our gifts and abilities, that's us worshiping God.
Our whole life should be an act of worship.
Mm.
How we speak, how we act, how we are. And we do that many times in hours of work for other people. We don't all work for ourselves. In volunteer situations, at home, we could be a breadwinner plus, you know, doing chores and things at home. May have children that we're helping and loving and basically serving them. And if we're doing it then with an attitude of all of this is for the Lord and we're giving our best, we'll be content. God will be content. And it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. I think when we work well and work hard, we're worshipping God because we're also being productive. And God wants us to be productive. He doesn't want us to be lazy. He wants us to have fruit. We often talk about bearing fruit in our life, and God wants us to do that in our work. The next thing I shared was that we should do it with all our heart. So some of the versions of the scripture, the first one I read earlier was the work willingly at whatever you do. Some say, whatever you do, do it from the heart. And then another version says, whatever your task, put yourselves into it.
Yes. Like give 100%.
Yeah. God wants us to do it 100%. And the Message Bible, I love it. It's just so blunt. Do your best. Just, you know, do your best. I like that. So God wants us to do that. And I think too, when you were sharing about kind of uplifting your colleagues that you work with, encouraging them, I think when we work hard and we do well in our work, whether like we've said, paid or unpaid, I think it shows love and respect to those around us because we're doing our work.
Yes.
Because so often what we're doing affects someone else's work, or, you know, even if you're doing stuff around the house, if I do my task well, then my husband Ronan, that he was going to do something, it helps with his things that he's doing around the home. It's showing your love to the other person because of what you've done.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
And then finally, like I was sharing how we should remember that God is where we find true satisfaction. It's not all about actually the work. Yeah, it's being satisfied in who he is, and he wants us to do good work, but ultimately he's the one who gives us the true satisfaction, not the work that we're doing. Mm-hmm. All right, so the weekly challenge this week, I think, is to approach your work as if you're working for the Lord. So reminding yourself that it's an act of worship, putting 100% into it.
With a joyful heart.
Yeah, that's it, with a joyful heart. And maybe at the end of your day, you can see how you're feeling about whether maybe your work, the atmosphere like you're describing.
Can change. You've changed it.
That's right. That's right. So we hope that has really blessed you this week and probably even challenged you to.
It's always a challenge.
Yeah. To approach work, especially in those days you might not really want to go to work.
No.
Or do the vacuuming. That's the kind of work I don't like to do. But we hope that that's really blessed you and that God would really speak to you in that this week. So we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.